early in the spring, when the snow is all gone, the Penobscot boys are anxious their money for to earn. They will fit out a fishing boat 100 tons or nigh, for the grand banks of Newfoundland their luck for to try.
For the grand banks of Newfoundland their luck for to try.
Sailing down the river, the weather being fine, our homes and our friends we will leave far behind. We pass by Sable Island, as we've oft done before, where the waves dash tremendous on a storm-beaten shore.
Where the waves dash tremendous on a storm-beaten shore.
Now the vessel is our quarters, the ocean is our home, and islands, capes, and headlands we leave far astern. We run for the eastward for 3 days or four, then we round to and sound so many miles from the shore.
Then we round to and sound so many miles from the shore.
Then we run for the shoals, and we run for the rocks, where the haddocks and the kerries surround us in flocks. We let go our best anchor where the seas run so high, on the grand banks of Newfoundland, the snap-eyes for to try.
On the grand banks of Newfoundland, the snap-eyes for to try.
Early in the morn, at the dawn of the day, we jump into our dories and saw away. The snap-eyes steal our bait, and we rip and we rave. If we ever get home again, we'll give up the trade.
If we ever get home again, we'll give up the trade.
This way we pass the summer through dread and through fear. In fog mulls and gales of wind and big ships passing near, they sometimes cut the schooners down and sink them in the deep. The thoughts of such scenery is horrid to repeat.
The thoughts of such scenery is horrid to repeat.
Now the salt is all wet, but one half a pen. The colors we will hoist, the mainsail we will bend. We'll wash her down and scrub the decks, the dories we will stow. Then we'll heave up the anchor to the westward we'll go.
Then we'll heave up the anchor to the westward we'll go.